Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson and Tom speak. It's coming up right after this.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Ever wonder how dark the world can really get?
Well, we dive into the twisted, the terrifying, and the true stories behind some of the world's most chilling crimes.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Nicole.
Together, we host Wicked and Grim, a true crime podcast that unpacks real-life horrors one case at a time.
With deep research, dark storytelling, and the occasional drink to take the edge off,
we're here to explore the wicked
and reveal the grim. We are Wicked and Grim.
Follow and listen on your favorite podcast platform.
Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Thomas.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, guy, we just landed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm an ATL. I just got in from TPA through LAX. What's new there?
Oh, not much. I have a police officer here.
I get off the plane. I'm getting on the tram. Then I'm hitting the Starbucks. And then I have a lot of things. I got to.
What?
Hey, Tarmac. Oh.
Oh, crap, guys. It's an old client of mine. I recognize his face, but I forget his name.
Oh, I hate
that. Oh.
He's a big-timer, too. Spent a lot of money with this last year. Hang on a second. This won't take long.
Uh-huh.
I've got to reach into my Zig Ziglar bag of tricks, try to figure out this guy's name.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, guy. What's up, son? Ken Tarmac. Hey, you lost a little weight there.
I know.
Hey.
I know.
Hey, you remember me, don't you?
Of course. You're the man with the plan. What's up, big guy?
I just got in from MCO through ORD.
Gotcha, shooter. Had that same swing last week. So the last time we met, Chief, I think I forgot to get your card. Do you mind doing me a quick little swaparoonie?
Sorry, Ken. They just made me a vice president, and they're redoing my card.
Oh. That's right. That's right. I heard that. That's great news, cowboy. Yeah. I told Tobik he wasn't surprised. We read it in the trades. So I'll tell you what, big-timer, since you're fresh out of cards, how about just giving me your email address? We'll be lunching again next week on me, Bambino.
Okay, sure thing, Kenny. Hey, you don't need a pen for this. It's easy. Just email me.
Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
YankeesFanVP @gmail.com.
Gotcha, Chief.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. So you don't have your name in your email. No problem, Mark. Fine. No problem.
My wife was just asking about you yesterday.
No kidding. Well, how is Mrs. Little Lady? Mrs. VP, she's got to love that.
Uh-huh.
the old ball and chain's great. Hey, you know, she travels more than me.
I know.
Kenny, listen. I got to skate, but I want to place an order with you now.
Oh.
I got to catch my flight.
Uh-huh.
I'm boarding. So listen, call me and let's do business.
Well, sure thing, guy. But, you know, most of the numbers on my new phone, you won't believe, they got wiped out. I'll tell you what, my SIM card got wet and TPA boarding a prop. You know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
I can't replace it until I get back to Phoenix. So just give me that number again.
All right. Listen, it's easy. I really got to get going.
Gotcha.
Ready?
Gotcha.
Just call corporate.
Uh-huh.
When you get the automated system.
Oh.
Just punch in the first three letters of my last name. That is easy. Hey, just like all the big companies now, we don't have a receptionist anymore.
Gotcha, sport. But, you know, before you go, just to make sure I don't accidentally type in the wrong letters, I'm all thumbs. How do you spell that last name again?
Hey, it's easy.
Uh-huh.
It's spelled just like it looks.
Just like it looks.
And remember, the W is silent.
That's right. Everybody knows that.
Uh-huh.
Will do, cowboy. Have a safe flight, shooter.
See you again.
Will do.
Oh, boy.
Crap, Bob, I have to make a quick phone call.
All right.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, hi. We just had a great tribute song to Josh on his birthday.
Thanks very much.
Happy birthday, Josh. And now we're joined by the man in orange.
Whoa.
It's comedian Al Jackson.
What the hell are you wearing?
Oh, Al, you look like you're going to host Soul Train.
You know.
You know what? Look, Chick, I understand. It's a lot to unpack.
It is.
But you know what? I found... this is called a day suit, like a day casual suit on Temu, and it fits like a dream, and I'm going to buy them in every color.
Is that right?
Because I'm getting rid of my clothes, I've noticed, and I'm just buying several outfits in every different color, and this is going to be one of them. Not this exact color, but it's a burnt orange, almost getting ready for football season, go Brownies. And, there's a black one. I don't think I can get an all white suit unless you're getting out of a white Testarossa. But other than that, I think I'm going to get them in every color and I'm just going to be casual suit guy.
Okay.
Love it.
You're looking good. Looking good. And you're wearing a regular watch.
Just a regular watch.
Not an Apple watch. I gave up on the Apple watch too. I don't know if you really.
What happened?
I got sick of being bossed around by my wrist.
Tom, I feel the exact same way.
Yeah, I
am becoming an older white dude. I feel the same way.
I don't want to have to know how many steps I've taken. I'm done with it.
Hey, just it's late. Time to stand up. Well, I'll stand up when I want to stand up.
Who's the boss of me? Not my left wrist.
Right.
I got a real watch on.
Huh.
The stand up is the worst one, Christy.
Pardon?
The stand-up's the worst one.
Yeah,
because it's like when you're like, I'm just going to relax on this Sunday, and it's like, hey, buddy, what's going on? You can't stand? And I was like, maybe I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't like having these conversations with electronics. Yeah. I'm with it.
I don't
totally.
Want to read my email constantly and know when my phone is ringing. No, I'm getting a little more earthy, if you will. Our guest is Al Jackson, comedian. Al is one of the hosts of Daily Blast Live, DBL. And,
yes, sir.
You're joining us from Denver, Colorado today, and you are indeed wearing a almost Cleveland Browns orange, a little bit more peachy color.
I think that might be the lighting, but yeah, I'll turn the lights all the way on, and you
orange.
Tell me what color you think. It's definitely orange.
Yeah, orange.
Yeah, now it's...
you do look like the brand new general manager of the Cleveland Browns, yeah. Yeah,
or the CEO of Reese's.
Oh yeah,
well, that's one good-looking peanut butter.
Thank you, Chris. I will say this, and it's funny because Josh is saying that reminded me of something else he said to me years ago, and I had a sweatshirt on that said. Love is a mixtape, and you guys were all like, "Oh, that's cool," and Josh just goes, "I hate it," and I was like, "Why?" And he said, "Because it seems like something that'd be in the gift shop of a Lin-Manuel Miranda concert," and it was so funny. I never wore that sweatshirt, and that's a real friend when they make some fun of something and then you can't wear it again.
Oh no,
that's a real friend. I've laughed about that for 5 years. It was one of the funniest things. He just, I hate it.
Now,
so great.
Al, I know you're a Cleveland Browns fan. I guess, were you a Cavs fan? Because the Cavs have, season's over.
Yeah, the season's over. We played well. I turned on that game yesterday. Oof. And it just looked like five guys from an LA fitness playing. I was like, who is our team? They were just random men on the court, backups. And it was just such a bad way to end the season.
Everybody was hurt. So you had to just throw anybody in there.
Yeah, if you brought shoes, you could have probably got in the game.
Yeah,
probably.
Well, now, Al, you, your function, among many other things on this show, is to try to teach me some words.
Yes.
Often words from hip-hop culture, which I know nothing about. And we're going to switch it around today, if you don't mind. We have something called Tom Speak. I'm going to let Chick McGee explain to you what Tom Speak is.
Sometimes you just can't think of the word that you're trying to think of. It's just that simple. Like what do they call the little wind chimes out on your porch? Well, sometimes people can't think of the words wind chimes, so they say air piano instead.
You know how you just when you can't think of the words, you're live on TV, you're talking, and there's some word you're grasping, but you just do a quick description instead of doing the word.
It happens.
We had a nice letter this morning, for example, from a guy named Mark. He said his wife couldn't think of the word temperature, so she said, "How much is the degrees outside?" Perfectly reasonable. My particular favorite this morning was this one. My grandpa had recently died. I was trying to ask my mom if she was going to do the eulogy. I couldn't remember the word for eulogy, so I called it the funeral commencement. you see how this works. I'm going to give you some of these. I want to see if you can figure out what they were trying to say.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
My life menu.
Your life menu. I'm going to say the Bible?
No, a calendar.
A calendar. Just simply a calendar.
My life menu.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is an easy one. Couldn't think of the word, so she said, pass me the pig meat.
Oh, that's the bacon.
Or in this case, ham. Mm-hmm. So certainly valuable. How about this one? Again, the context is eating. Can you give me the Big Dipper spoon?
The Big Dipper spoon. I'm going to say the Big Dipper spoon. The Big Dipper. Oh, the thing you stir with?
Yeah, no, the ladle.
The ladle.
It's the Big Dipper spoon.
Yeah. The thing you stir. I should have carved that into a cave wall. That's how much of a caveman. Like the big stir thing.
Here's an easy one, but a good one. I was outside and I put on my cooking cape.
Oh, that's the apron.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. This is from a kid. He said apparently he lived near a cemetery, which he told his parents he referred to it as the Death Aquarium.
Which Death Aquarium.
That's just kind of creepy. Okay, what's this one? Here's an easy one. A hair rake.
Oh, a comb.
A comb.
Yeah.
A comb. Now, your hair is pretty much high and tight these days.
Yeah, I keep it kind of, this is about a, because I can't grow it out. And if I do, I don't know where the grays are going to go, and I'll just look like a crazy professor.
Do you still have, in one of your drawers, you have an Afro pick, as they call them?
No, but my co-host Erica does. She had a legit Afro pick, because, you know, she's got the tight curls, so sometimes you pick them out so they get all springy.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have the traditional John Carlos fist?
Oh, absolutely. It has the fist, and just like the one my dad had, and it's so weird because my dad had the one with the peace sign inside of it, like right before the tongue part starts, where the actual comb is.
Yep.
And that reminds me of my father and two bands, Hall & Oates and Toto, driving in the 80s, listening to the... My dad would listen to those on repeat, and the Eagles. And yesterday we interviewed John Oates.
Oh.
And it was really cool. And we talked to him. It hasn't aired yet. It was after the show. It'll air later. And he said something, and he and I really bonded because he said, when you travel a lot on tour, you start messing with your face and messing with your facial hair. And he said that's why he cut off his iconic mustache, as he was messing around with it, and he just accidentally cut too much and cut it off. And I was like, no one that tours has ever talked about that. There's something about being in a hotel room for hours and hours, weeks and weeks, that like you start messing with your facial hair. Is that, Josh, has that happened to you guys?
Yes.
You start like picking at yourself and then you have to cut it off because you cut too low or cut half your beard off?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It was so weird, but like we really bonded on that. Where because you're like, let me just get the little. Oh, it took too much there. Let me cut that. That's a little weird.
I stopped taking mustache. My clippers with me because of that.
Is that Josh when you started doing the grooming of the naughty parts?
Is that when I started?
Yeah.
No. I actually started at home before I was on the road. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh has been fully waxed down there, by the way, Al. In case you were wondering. Yeah.
That's Look, I just got onto the manscaping maybe like 8 years ago, and I don't know, like the one time that I went completely, because again, I was trying to kind of knock it down a little bit, knock down the hedges,
mm-hmm.
and I knocked down too much, and then it just like takes a plug out, and then it looks like you just had an experiment run on you, so now you have to cut it all off, and it's weird, because I was doing, back before Pat McAfee blew up, I was doing his show with him and Ryan Leaf, and Ryan Leaf was saying he had completely shaved down there on the road,
uh-huh.
and came back, and his girl was like, well, what's up, dude? And I was like, wow, she's like really aggressive about looking for cheating. And I did that. And my girl was like, what's that about?
Whoa.
Christy Lee, what would, is that? Yeah, Josh. Well, you seem like you have a pattern. But if you just come home and all of a sudden it's there's nothing there. She's like, oh, that was a weird weekend, huh?
Who'd you do that for?
Well, here's the thing, though. Christy's also been on air and said that the only reason men buy women flowers is because the men are cheating.
No, I did not say
that's
the only
exactly
reason.
That's exactly what you said. That's
I said if a guy
reason.
Buys you flowers for no reason, all of a sudden out of the blue.
So you can't win.
You can't win.
He might be cheating.
Oh, or he's trying to do something
what if
sweet
he just
nice?
Loves you?
Well,
you're a lovable
great.
Person.
That would be great. I'm not saying it happens to everyone, but there is that. I call them guilt flowers.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
okay.
How lovely.
Yeah. I could see bringing Christy Lee some flowers. Like, hey, look, it's Thursday, baby. I'm taking Friday off. Here's some flowers. I'm thinking about you. And she just goes, that's great. That's just great.
I would never do that. I would be very happy about
it. She's found a good one this time.
I found a good one this time.
Yeah. Voted.
So
this is the first time we all voted thumbs up. there have been problems with
been
the previous ones.
Well, Tom, let's be honest. Christy Lee is dope. You all are.
You're very kind.
But Christy Lee, you and I'm serious when I say this. My mom is dope. My mom didn't find a great guy till she was 70. And it's because I just think it's hard to find a really like good person. Everybody, I think the movies make you think like, oh, there's a model in a coffee shop who's quirky. Those people don't exist.
That's exactly
they don't.
Right.
People are selfish. People are vindictive for no reason and like worried about you. You're like, we were planning a surprise party. Why are you with her all the time? Well, we're planning her surprise party for her friend. It's like, well, I need to be there. It's like, are you a maniac? Like, there are just so many people that have so many issues, some not their fault, from things we pick up in childhood or young adulthood or adulthood in itself. And people cannot let it go. And that's where mushrooms come in. Can I say that?
Now, Al, I want to get back to our Tomisms. I think you're going to get this next one because I know you're a big baseball fan. You go to all the Rockies games. What's a baseball carny?
I do. They've been balling.
Yeah, a baseball carny.
A baseball carny. Okay, what's a carny?
Think you're at the stadium.
A baseball carny is a mascot.
No, a baseball carny is the beer vendor. any of the vendors are baseball carnies.
Oh.
Get me a baseball carny. I need a beer. Yeah.
Yeah. What's a towel coat?
Oh, I like that.
A towel coat. I know this one. I remember now.
A towel coat is a turtleneck?
No, it's a bathrobe.
A bathrobe.
Now, I'm counting on you.
Oh, how did I miss that?
I mean, you're going to get this one. You, as they like to say, you got this.
You got this.
Embarrassing.
By the way, it sounds like you're spelling that out at the DMV for a personalized license plate.
Yeah,
it did say not this, dis, D-I-S, some black woman between a sheet of glass. Sir, can you move?
Just fuming.
the answer is, Al Jackson, pancake gravy.
Oh, that is syrup.
Yes, come on. Yes, yes, yes. Very,
for sure.
Very good.
That could also be the batter. if you think about it.
It could be, but.
And this one I really love. I think you might get this one, I think. Cabbage confetti.
This is a fun one.
It's a food. Cabbage confetti.
Cabbage confetti, that is easy. That is kale.
Oh, you're close. It's coleslaw. It's ground up.
Oh, okay. Am I weird because I don't like coleslaw?
No.
Does anybody else not like coleslaw?
I don't like coleslaw.
If it's too wet, it's awful. It's
you're not
be,
weird, but this is surprising.
And now for a list of stereotypical foods eaten by...
Oh, God.
Wait, it's... Coleslaw is strictly, I always thought coleslaw was a Southern thing. It's a black, associated with black folk? There are foods that are associated with my people. Come on now. It's just like, I think that there's Southern food, there's black Southern food. See, I associate, like, I don't think a lot of black folks make casserole, but I think everyone in the Midwest, including black people, make casserole. My grandmother made it, but I don't think a black woman in Augusta, Georgia is making casserole. But I think a white woman in Augusta, Georgia would.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I think Midwestern, it's more homogenized.
By the way, I think Ace is going to weigh in. Your thoughts?
Please.
You're not going to find cabbage on the menu at a soul food restaurant, I don't think.
I don't know.
Greens.
I've been doing cabbage on my tacos now.
Well, I can see that.
Ground up cabbage instead of lettuce.
It sounds like we're talking about drugs in code. Cabbage just doesn't have a ton of uses, except for kimchi. If you ever go out and get some pickled cabbage, put it over the top of especially any kind of meat.
That's good with
pickled anything.
That's great with pork belly.
Yes,
and I like to call because that's kind of got a Korean thing, right, Josh?
Very much so.
Okay, Al Jackson, in 30 seconds, I want you to get right now. Give me a word. I want to see if I can get it in 30 seconds. Go. What have you got for me?
Okay, Tom, you got this. We're just going to do one, so let's make it good. Tom, what is stick work?
Stick work. Golf? No. Is it a romance related?
Yes.
So would it be, I tell you what, it's Friday night. I think I'm going to be doing some stick work tonight with my baby.
Tom, even though that was extremely creepy, that was correct.
Yeah. Okay,
that's it. Really? Just you know, the stick works right.
Okay. Al, when are we going to see you? You're going to stay at my place, not at a hotel. So I don't want you to go in there and start shaving your balls.
No, he wants you to shave your balls at his place.
You're welcome.
Shave your balls. 3% of the people use 5 to 6% of their brain. 97% use just 3%, and the rest goes down the drain. I will never know which one I am, but I'll bet you my last dime. 99% think we're 3% 100% of the time.
Gotta write that down.
They say 72% of all statistics are made up right there on the spot. 84.4% of people believe them, whether they're accurate statistics or not. Now, I will never know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt I need another double shot of something 90 proof. This is too much to think about. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt with too much to think about. They say 92% of everything you learned in high school was bullcrap that you will never need. 82% of everything you got, you bought just to satisfy your greed. Because 94% of the entire population links possessions to success. Even though 80% of the wealthiest 1% of the population drinks to an alarming extent. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, I've got too much to think about. 82% of all statisticians truly hate their freaking jobs. The average bank robber lives within, say, about 20 miles of the bank he robs. There's this little bank not far from here I've had my eyes on now for a while. Lately, all I can think about is a going out in style.
Yeah!
It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. stuck between hope and doubt. It's too much to think about.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.